This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. African-American billionaire investor Robert F. Smith, the founder of Vista Equity Partnerships, was the commencement speaker at Morehouse College. At the end of his speech, he told 396 young men in caps and gowns that he would pay all of their student loan debts. The gift is expected to cost about $40 million. A recent poll found that 75% of registered voters opposed letting 17-year-olds vote, and 84% opposed voting for 16-year-olds. A petition with over 500,000 signatures is asking TripAdvisor to post clearer warnings about safety on its sites while protecting victims of sexual assault who want to post warnings. Millennials born between 1981 and 1996 have failed to match every other generation of young adults since the Great Depression. They have less wealth, less property, lower marriage rates, and fewer children. Connecticut Senate approved legislation that would raise the state's hourly minimum wage to $15, up from the current $10.10 by 2023. Democratic Governor Ned Lamont has promised to sign the bill. According to experts, more than 330,000 low-wage workers in Connecticut are about to get a raise. About 70% of American teenagers use Instagram, according to Pew Research. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, there were 8.41 deaths per 100 million miles in 1947. The rate has fallen to 1.16 deaths per 100 million miles in 2017. Montenegro, a country of 600,000, convicted 13, including two Russians, of trying to disrupt its election to join the European Union. A 22-year-old man in Kazakhstan held up a blank sign to see if he would be detained in the public square. He was. The police now say that the real issue is not the sign, but the fact that he said there is no democracy and free speech in Kazakhstan in the public square. Seems he proved his point either way. The EPA plans to change the way it calculates the math on future health risk of air pollution, a shift that would predict 1,400 fewer deaths per year in the U.S. and would help justify the planned rollback of a key climate change measure. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.